And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Merry Christmas, Tucson. Merry Christmas.
It's Santa Jeff.
It is a beautiful day.
It is gorgeous.
Beautiful day. Woke up nice and cool outside. A little
crisp.
Cold. Crisp. Yeah, crisp is a better term. Yeah.
It's beautiful Tucson Christmas.
Oh, yeah. The kids hit the Christmas tree, and you would have thought you'd
Santa
never
came.
Seen a present before. Yeah. Santa came in a big way at our house, so it was great. How about you?
Oh, I just got up this morning, very quiet. We did the big thing with the kids last night.
Right, Christmas Eve.
So
yeah,
this morning
I am tamale'd out.
Oh, man.
I don't think I can have another tamale again. There were a lot of tamales last night. It was good
Mom's
times.
Mom's beans and all of our aunts and uncles making tamales. It's spectacular.
Yeah, it was great. Great.
Well, so, one of the things we really enjoyed last night was one of our favorite family traditions, and that's music.
So I thought you were talking about eating.
Well, that too. that as well. But we love our music. And today, instead of, talking about some organization or history or anything else, we're going to spend this Fred and Jeff Show singing.
And luckily, it's not you and me. That's true. But you know what you forgot, though, because you're so wrapped up in the jolliness of today, we want to say thanks to our sponsors on this Christmas day. So thanks to all of our sponsors. Folks, when you hear the commercials come on, please support them. We do, and they support us and make this show possible. And also, if you want to listen to past Fred and Jeff shows, go to our website, fredandjeff.com. You can listen to them all. And we've got a lot of good folks that we've talked to over the last couple of years. And they are the reasons why Tucson is a great place to live.
Yeah, and it is cool. Cause some of them, we were talking about events that were happening at the time, but a lot of the shows are just great things going on in Tucson.
Right.
And Southern Arizona just in general.
Right.
History and just fun stuff.
Right. So, folks, if you like the Fred and Jeff Show, support our sponsors. Make sure we can stick around for a while and listen to past shows. Like us on Facebook, all the things you can do to help us out. So, without any further ado, Fred, go ahead. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's fine. So when we come back from the break, we're going to have all sorts of manner of
music.
Confusion of music.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun music for you folks. And this is our Christmas present to Tucson, to the community. So, folks, sit back, relax. Hopefully you're having a nice cup of something warm.
Nog,
yes, and stick around for some music on the Fred and Jeff Show.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Are you planning a special event or celebration? Call Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in Southern Arizona.
Hi, this is Bill Viner with the Tucson Festival of Books. It's no wonder why the Tucson Festival of Books relies on Arizona Party Rental. They maintain high standards for all of their products and deliver five-star service.
Hi, this is Andy Brown, Vice President of A-Team Security and Event Services. I've been in the special event business now for 20 years, and nobody does it better than Arizona Party Rental. They have the largest selection of equipment, friendliest staff, and they really care about making your event special.
My name is Rebecca Guthrie, and I would highly recommend Arizona Party Rental to anyone who needs anything that has to do with parties or events. They are very friendly and make you feel like family, and that your event is just as important to them as it is to you.
Hey, thanks. Hi, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. Make Arizona Party Rental your celebration destination. Visit our new showroom on Speedway and check us out on Facebook.
When Jeff and I are looking for a good cigar, we head over to Anthony Cigar Emporium.
That's right, Fred. They have a great selection, knowledgeable staff, a comfortable environment. It's the perfect place to buy a cigar for any time.
Three convenient locations, one at Oracle and McGee, one at Crossroads Festival at Swan and Grant, and their new location at Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway.
Come on over to Anthony Cigar Emporium, get your cigar, and you might even run into Fred and I, and you can tell us why you love Tucson.
Shelby, how does Five Star give back to its customers?
Existing monthly pest control customers who refer a friend to us receive a discount on their next service.
How about your current termite treatment customers?
When a customer's home is treated for termites, they refer a friend who has their home treated, they will receive an additional year of service on their termite contract.
Wow, that could add up to over $1,000 in savings.
Yes, it can. Log on to our website for details on our customer rewards program.
Five Star, the natural choice. 886-0045, fivestartermite.com.
Friends and family coming to visit? Well, swing into the holidays with the finest Tucson has to offer. Take advantage of fabulous hotel and golf packages, dining specials, and more. Need a stocking stuffer? TucsonRealDeals.com.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And welcome back. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my lovely little Santa-wearing costume, Jeff.
All right, Fred, get on with it.
Brother
ho,
Jeff.
Ho, ho.
And happy Christmas to everybody. We are spending our show today sharing music, and best way to start off the show is sharing family music. So in studio we have Michael J. Ronstadt.
Morning.
Michael G. Ronstadt.
Good morning.
And P. Ronstadt.
Merry Christmas.
And together these guys are called the Ronstadt Generations, and we're going to be sharing some old family favorites.
Yes, we are. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody, and thank you guys for having us on your show. I think I was on one of your very early shows.
You were actually on the very first show.
The very first show. Well, there you go.
Way back in the day.
We're going to do a song that was a favorite song of my grandfather's, these guys' great-grandfather. He was born in a little town of Banamichi, Sonora, which is not too far south from here, and back in the 1800s. His father was a mining engineer, and because of that, they went to many of the little towns and villages throughout what's now northern Sonora and also down into the Baja California region. One of the places they settled when my grandpa was about 8 years old was a place called Santa Rosalia, a beautiful little town about halfway down the Baja Peninsula. One of the things that made Santa Rosalia very special is a freshwater spring that's above the village. That's where they got their water from. And every day my grandpa would take his little donkey and some 5-gallon wooden barrels, and he'd follow the men of the village on their mules and larger wooden barrels. And they'd go up about a 5-kilometer trail there, and the men would help him fill his barrels, and he in turn would help them fill theirs. And that's where they got their fresh water for the family. After that, he would hike back down that trail, and along the trail was a little stream that was fed by the spring, came down to the ocean's edge and formed a palmar, or a palm grove. My grandpa used to love to stop there. There's date palms and pomegranate trees, all sorts of wonderful things, a big clear pool of fresh, clear water where he could swim. And this song was his favorite song, or one of his favorite songs, very, very special to him, because it reminded him of his time when he was a little boy there in Santa Rosalia. It's about a little orphan girl, a huerfanita, that lives in a palmar, much like the one there in Santa Rosalia.
De coral, sus ojitos dos estrellas. Al pasar le pregunté que quién estaba con ella, y me respondió llorando: sola vivo en el palmar, soy huerfanita, ay. No tengo padre ni madre, ni un me venga a consolar. Solita pasó la vida a la orilla de un palmar, y solita voy y vengo como las olas del mar. No tengo padre ni madre, ni un amigo ahí que me venga a consolar. Solita pasó la vida a la orilla de un palmar, y solita voy y vengo como las olas del mar.
Nice work.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Nice work.
So, you know, we have different families. I mean, it's one big family, but we have different sets
around. That's true.
And, you know, back when my grandparents were living over off of Tucson Boulevard, next to your dad's house, you know, Christmas Eve, we'd go visit each other and see what the other guys were up to. There's so many family favorites sitting around, just, you know, everyone pulling the guitars out and just singing all night long. What is one of the like favorite moments you think over the years?
You know, there's so many that it's real hard to just pick out one. One of my favorite things that used to happen is we'd go back and forth between even back before your folks moved there. My grandmother lived there. Your great grandmother.
That's right.
And so, you know, we'd always sort of go back and forth between the houses. So that was one of my favorite things, is to leave one house and trek through the night and see what's happening in the next house, because there was always tamales and chilaquiles, wonderful things to eat.
Yeah.
But, you know, what's important, though, to remember is that we're not different from anybody else in Tucson. You know, there are lots and lots and lots of families sharing music and the spirit of Christmas with them, you know, with their neighbors and with their extended families this whole time of year. So that's one of the treasures of living in this community, is not only the music, but the fellowship of the neighborhood. And it's very typical of Tucson.
It is. That's a wonderful thing about living here.
So what else you got for us, Mike? You got another one for us?
Well, last night, we play on Monday nights at Chicago Bar. So,
and you're going to be there?
I promise. Well, we'll be there.
Every Monday for a while.
Tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. and most Mondays through January, yeah. So we don't play there when we're on the road. But in any event, Petey's girlfriend was pining for Christmas music. And so I said, well, if you come tomorrow night, I'll sing you a special song. So this is a song that my dad used to like, and have Mike accompany me, because we just sort of threw it together. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where
the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Merry Christmas.
Very nice. So we have about a couple minutes left, about 8 minutes. Time for one more?
Yeah, we could do one more. Yeah. We'll do a little a lullaby for you.
Lulo, que lulo, que sanca mayor, abajo del suelo se vive un ratón. Mátalo, mátalo, por ladrón. Arriba en el cielo se vive un coyote con ojos de plata y los pies de azogue. Lulo, que lulo, que San Camayo, abajo del suelo se vive un ratón. Lulo, que lulo, que San Camayo, abajo del suelo vive un ratón. Mátalo, mátalo, por ladrón. Se vive un coyote con ojos de plata y los pies de azogue. Lulo, que lulo, que San Camayo, abajo del suelo vive un ratón. Mátalo, mátalo, por ladrón.
All right. Very nice.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome. No, you really are.
You know, some of our listeners probably don't know Spanish. You got to tell the story about what that's about.
Well, because it's a good Christmas story, you know,
it is
that, right?
It is awesome.
That's right. It's a good Christmas story.
Well, maybe it's a good Christmas Eve story.
It is. It's, you know, don't get out of your bed.
And don't go look for Santa Claus.
Lives under your bed. Right. It's about a rat that lives under the floorboards in your room. And if you're brave enough to get out of bed and deal with the rat, you can go outside. And usually the sky in the desert is crystal clear and the stars shine like diamonds. You can look up there and see a coyote. And his eyes are of silver and feet are like mercury.
Very cool. Very cool. That's a great Christmas Eve story. You're going to tell my kids that. You get out of bed, that little rat's going to get you.
Right.
So don't go looking for Santa right now. So, well, guys, thanks a bunch. Thanks a bunch for sharing some of these songs with our listeners.
Well,
we really
appreciate
it. Thank
you guys for having us on. If we could just mention one thing.
Sure.
New Year's Eve, if anybody's out and about, is it okay if we mention
Absolutely.
That? Okay, we'll be at Bushi Sushi on Speedway and Swan. And we'll start at about 10 o'clock. Go till, I think, 2. But
Petey, you can say something.
Yeah.
Come on, Petey. Petey's giving his dad the elbow. Tell him about we're going to be at Bushi Sushi, Swan and Speedway on the northwest corner, right?
Right.
Behind Cervezas, right?
Yeah.
All right.
The reason I let him do all the talking is he's got a great radio voice, you know? I don't have the radio voice.
Especially in the morning.
Well, Michael, your boy's here, and you guys make a great sound.
Thank you. Thanks a bunch again. Thank you, guys. Thanks, both.
Thanks for having
all right.
Me.
All right. Well, we're doing a little transition here. While Michael, and Peter are walking away from the microphones, a friend of the show.
Big-time friend of the show. And I've known this guy, Ruben Moreno, for a long time.
I've known him longer than you have.
I bet you have. Ruben, how you doing?
Okay. Welcome to, and again, just an amazing Christmas spirit. That, as you said, I really love the idea that it's Tucson, and it's those families that grew up here. And what people don't understand as they move here is that that's what they're feeling inside of them. There's an energy that attracts people to come to Tucson, and those of us born and raised here sense it. And you continue it through the music, and it says it in a way that sometimes words can't. And Merry Christmas to you and everyone out there.
Well, Ruben, what we want our listeners to know, too, is that you embody the music in Southern Arizona as well, because not only are you a great mariachi, your group Mariachi Luz de Luna, but you teach kids the art of mariachi.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to me, if you don't continue the tradition and preserve it, conserve it, it gets lost as one of the things that makes Tucson special. And that preservation is what's wonderful to see between you and your sons, that legacy continues, that you will carry forward, and the music lives on beyond us. And all I've done is take the baton from the generations before me, taking it, running with it, and then handing it off to the next generations after us and the children we teach.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got to take a hard break for the news at the bottom of the hour. And when we come back, folks, we're going to have Ruben Moreno and some mariachi Christmas music. So
stick around
to the Fred and Jeff Show.
Referring to Kim Jong-un as supreme leader of the North's military. Jong-un is the third son of recently deceased North Korean leader Kim Jong-il. Indiana Senator Richard Lugar, ranking Republican on the Foreign Relations Committee, says death of the elder Kim will mean changes in U.S. relations with Pyongyang, of particular concern to the senator.
That something might happen to their nuclear material or their nuclear weapons, the loose nuke problem. Some in the country might try to sell this to others. because of the economic crisis.
Senator Lugar on CNN's State of the Union. Mead Johnson says the latest tests done on its Enfamil premium newborn baby formula found no trace of the bacteria tied to the death of a baby in Missouri. The source of the bacteria has not been determined. It can be found in powdered formula. A number of large retailers have pulled Enfamil. Five people, two adults and three children, killed in a fire of undetermined origin in Stamford, Connecticut. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Merry Christmas to you. I'm KGUN meteorologist Aaron Brackett. We've got that sunshine outside right now, and that looks to stay for some time as an area of high pressure spirals its way through the southwest. For today, look for a high temperature right around 60 degrees. Some folks may just make it to the upper 50s. For tonight, middle 30s will be found. After that, though, our warming trend really takes shape. Middle 60s for your Monday. We'll have a good shot at 70s each and every day through the rest of the week. For 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM, I'm meteorologist Aaron Brackett.
Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience. And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
What's a monkey burger?
A simple, well-made burger cooked to your choice.
Why monkey burger?
We called it that because come see our art on the walls. It tells a story. Monkey burger, where it's impossible to be a food snob, even if they do serve wine, beer, as well as Tucson's best burger. 514-9797.
Just drive right past Olive Garden on Broadway and Craycroft and park in front of Monkey Burger.
Women Investing, an award-winning comprehensive financial services firm, offers customized programs designed to help grow and conserve your wealth. We encourage you to explore our website at powerwomeninvesting.com and learn more about the services we provide. If you would like to make an appointment, call us at 571-9053. That's 571-9053.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
And we're back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Merry Christmas, Tucson.
And we've been enjoying some awesome music. And with us in studio is Ruben Moreno.
Hi. Gentlemen, good morning. Merry Christmas to both of you and your families.
Thanks, Ruben. Oh, Ruben, you are a member of Mariachi Luz de Luna, or did you start Mariachi Luz de Luna? What's the affiliation with Mariachi Luz de Luna and you?
Well, like anything, it's an evolution. But back in that day, we were talking about 1993 or 4. I was playing with Mariachi America at the time at El Mariachi restaurant on Drachman back in that day. And when it was time to move on, I was looking for elements to help me start a group because I wanted to do something that was a little bit more, let's just say, jovial, interactive personality, and I just felt that was the best way to express the spirit of mariachi music. And I found these guys that were playing, and they had called themselves Mariachi Luz de Luna, but they lost their leader because he got married and his wife retired.
No more messing around with the boys, huh?
I don't know why people associate playing late at night with bad things, although, you know, with music comes all the parallel, you know, vices and everything else and so on. But anyway, she retired him, and they were just, nobody wanted to take the reins. You know, nobody looked at each other, no, I don't want the responsibility. Well, I was trying to put a group together, and they were always available. And, you know, when you're looking for musicians and forming a group, you know, as you try to pick up sideman, wingman, or whatever.
Sure.
You're looking for people who are more or less, you know, at the state that you're at. And these guys were there. And so I think I called the group back then, the Reyes El Presidio, and decided, you know what, that's a mouthful, man, especially when someone who can't speak Spanish tries to enunciate Los Reyes El Presidio or Mariachi Herradura. Sometimes that's hard. So they had had a name, Luz de Luna, and because it was my group, that wasn't my name, you know, I thought, well, you know what, that sounds pretty good. And one day, a DJ on a Mexican radio station down south, we were doing our opening for a store, and we were all lined up in front of mic systems like this, looking down at each other, and he asked me, ¿Cómo se llama el grupo? And I looked down at the guys, and I see all these heads, think, 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 like this. And I said, who am I kidding? It was only one of me and six of them. Somos el mariachi Luz de Luna. And they went, and they got real big and swollen and full of that idea that they could be that again, because the name sounds lots, much easier to say.
It's very mellow.
Yeah, and it's, yeah. It's speaks to something you don't hear much, the moonlight, the darkness, the softness, the gentler side. And that's what I love about mariachi, because it spans the range of emotion. It can be romantic, gentle, passionate, sweet, and very few styles can be that, and hard and raucous and rowdy, you know, like the sones are. And it has so much in between in terms of range. There's huapangos, there's polkas, there's waltzes, there's joropas, there's all kinds of other things out there that are borrowed, you know, from not only the Latin American styles, but the European original styles that came over with the Germans. And you Ronstadts might know about that immigration, huh?
See.
So listen, we're in for a treat. So we're going to hear a couple songs. Joy to the World, Hark the Herald Angels Come, Old Christmas Tree, and Little Drummer Boy. And this is Mariachi Style by Mariachi.
And Luz de Luna, but we have to also give, of course, prompts and credits to Ismael Barajas, who put it together with the food bank.
All right, all right.
Awesome.
So sit back and enjoy the fabulous sounds of Mariachi Luz de Luna.
that was great stuff. Ruben, thanks so much.
You're welcome, gents.
When we come back, we're going to be hearing the Arizona Youth Chamber Ensemble.
Yeah, stick around.
Stick around the Fred and Jeff Show.
Visit the Fred and Jeff Show online at fredandjeff.com.
Casa de la Luz is Spanish for House of Light. That's what one needs when facing a terminal illness. A House of Light to provide comfort, support, and experienced hospice care during the end-of-life journey. The mission of Casa de la Luz is to provide superior care to patients and their loved ones so that they may complete their mission on this earth in comfort, dignity, and harmony. Founded in 1998 by Lynette Jaramillo and Agnes Poor, Casa de la Luz Hospice has become a leading provider of superior hospice care throughout southern Arizona. Whether it is in the hospital, at home, an assisted center, or a nursing home, the caring staff at Casa de la Luz will reach far beyond the usual and customary hospice service. Every service provided is a reflection of our commitment to our community. Casa de la Luz Hospice, because every day counts.
I'm Jim Ronstadt. Over 100 years ago, my grandfather established Ronstadt Hardware in the heart of the Old Pueblo. The Ronstadts were a pioneer family during the growth of a fledgling city, and his store was founded on hard work, craftsmanship, and good service.
This is Jeff Ronstadt, and I am proud to carry on the family tradition with my dad at Ronstadt Insurance. In these trying economic times, you may have many questions about your health care and what's on the horizon. You may be asking questions like, how do I enroll in a Medicare plan and how much will it cost? Are my prescription drugs covered? And what will my out-of-pocket cost be?
If you are confused about Medicare, call us at 721-4848 and we will help you make a confident decision about your Medicare benefits. We are insurance agents licensed by the state of Arizona and we would be honored to assist you.
That's Ronstadt Insurance. Call us at 721-4848. We are pioneers in good service.
A list and checking it twice? Browse TucsonRealDeals.com for the finest Tucson has to offer. For fabulous hotel rates, spa packages, and to take in the sights, explore TucsonRealDeals.com.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth, Tucson's News Talk FM.
Welcome back. This is the final segment of the Fred and Jeff Show.
That is right.
I'm here with my little brother Jeff.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And we've been loving all the music this morning, providing you the dulcet tunes of some fun folks in Tucson. And to finish off the show, we have the Arizona Youth Chamber Ensemble. And that's a group of local kids.
And there's a lot of kids.
There's a lot of kids.
We got kids, drivers, stage moms. We got them all.
They're all
in the studio. It's awesome.
Yeah, and leading the charge is the young lady who's in charge of the group. Her name is Stevie Fox. Hey, Stevie, how you doing?
Hey, good. Thanks.
Thanks for being here. We're really excited to be sharing the music of the ensemble with Tucson.
Well, we're excited to be here and to be singing on Christmas.
Yay! I know we're dragging all these kids away from their toys is what we're doing.
But hopefully they're going to love a little tunage.
Oh, good. That'll be great. So what are you going to start us off with?
We're going to sing a little Carol of the Bells.
So, and you've got three songs you're going to do back to back to back, so why don't you tell us what all three of them are?
Well, we're going to do a medley after that called You'll Be Swingin', a little play on the Yule word, and then we're going to finish it up with the Peace on Earth Drummer Boy medley made famous by David Bowie and Bing Crosby.
All right. Who's playing David Bowie today?
The guys, right?
Anyone specifically
looking at each other?
I don't think
all right, so now if people want to know more about you guys, where can they go? Do you have a website?
Yes, we do. The parent organization is Arts Express, and they can find out more about AYC and all the Arts Express events going on by logging on to www.arts-express.org.
Sweet. So here we go with Carol the Bells.
On the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing the cheer to young and old, meek and nimble. Ding dong, ding dong, that is a song, with silver ring, all caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, the bells ring.
people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Ding dong, ding dong, that is a song with joy for it. All caroling, ding dong,
only send on without end. They're joining to hark on the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and humble. Ding dong, ding dong, that is a song with joy for it. All caroling.
One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how the bells raise their sound, all the gays have their chant. Hear the ring while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Ding dong, ding dong, that is the song. With joyful ring, all caroling. Ding
dong, on they send on without end, their joyful tone to every home.
On they send on without end, their joyful tone to every home.
Very nice. Very, very nice. So here we go with the Arizona Youth Chamber Ensemble.
Great, you guys. Congratulations. You guys sing really, really, really well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, give me an idea of who you all are. We got about 2 minutes left before we have to take a break. Let's start down there. What's your name, young man?
Isaiah Unruh.
Isaiah, where do you go to school?
Canyon Del Oro High School.
All right.
I'm Daniel Lopez, and I do an online school.
All right, and Daniel, didn't I see you as the candy man in the CYT production of Willy Wonka? All right, good job. And the gentleman next to you is?
Thomas Brower. I'm the assistant director.
Thomas, get close to that microphone so people can hear you.
I'm the assistant director. I teach at Wilson K-8 in Walker Elementary.
All right, young lady.
Alexandra Case, and I go to St. Michael's.
All right, Alexandria.
I'm Amanda Valenzuela, and I go to Ironwood Ridge High School.
All right.
I'm Brianna Barnhart, and I go to Mountain View High School.
And then our little Grinch here, right? You're excited about being here today, right? What's your name?
Alejandra.
Alejandra, where do you go to school?
Keno School.
All right. And young man?
My name's Diego Huerta.
Diego, where do you go to school?
Keno School.
All right. All right. So lots of guys. Now, you're the assistant director.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Tell me your name again.
Tom Brower.
Tom, get close to that microphone.
All right.
And tell me, how many kids are in the Arizona Youth Ensemble?
I don't know. About 20?
About 20 kids?
20 and 30.
20 and 30. And you're talking now because Stevie didn't want to. She thinks you have a better radio voice.
Okay, yeah. Hi.
So you've got 20 kids in the program.
Yes.
And how, if kids want to get involved with you guys, how do they do it? How do their parents sign them up?
Well, you can sign up online at the Arts Express website, or you can come to a rehearsal. We meet Thursdays at Catalina Foothills Church.
Okay. You're... 7 p.m. on Thursdays?
Yeah.
At Catalina Foothills Church.
Yeah, probably not this week, but we'll get back in January.
So people should consult the website.
Yes.
All right. And did everybody here get what they wanted for Christmas?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't been home to open your presents since this is Sunday morning?
Yeah, we came in early to wait.
Oh, very good.
They're very, very nice. They're very nice to us.
Yeah, Santa Claus is very nice to us. Not so much to you, huh, Stevie?
No.
Oh, poor Stevie.
Oh, poor Stevie.
All right. Well, folks, that's the show. We really appreciate you sticking around listening. We appreciate all the artists came in. Ronstadt Generations, Michael J., Michael G., and P. Ronstadt. Ruben Moreno from
Mariachi Luz de Luna and all those fabulous songs that he shared with us.
Oh, yeah. They're
remember, support the food bank. They need your help now more than ever.
And Arizona Youth Chamber Ensemble. Thanks, guys. Yeah. We'll see you guys next week.
Have a great week, Tucson.